Hey there, listener. I know you've been struggling, and I just want to tell you that it's so easy to judge ourselves so harshly. And it's so easy to focus on our failures rather than our successes. No matter how much success we have in our career, in our social circle, and in every other aspect of life that matters to us, we still manage to find the tiny, inconsequential little failure we've made, and rather focusing on the success, we zoom in on that failure until it's the only thing in our vision. No matter how much good and happiness we manage to bring into the world, sometimes the only thing we can focus on is the time we failed to do good, or the time we hurt someone. Even if it was unintentional, and even if we have apologized and they've forgiven us, it's just so easy to remember the times that we hurt the people we care about. I think the worst thing we do, though, is trying to compare ourselves to others, and not just their successes, but how we do things. We see someone at work doing things differently than we are. Maybe they do their tasks in a different order than we do, or maybe they use different tools to do the job than us. And our immediate thought is, why are we doing things the wrong way? We're so ready to dismiss our own knowledge and experience and say that the other people must be right and we must be wrong. The thought that maybe we're both right and what works best for us happens to be different because we're different people doesn't even enter our mind in that moment. And the thought that we might be right and they might be wrong is just unfathomable to us. After all, how could we possibly know something that another person doesn't? How could we possibly be better than anyone else? They say that the world would be a better place if more people learned to treat others with kindness. And I definitely think that's true. The world could truly be improved if we were more kind to one another. More than that, though, I think the world would be a better place if we learned to be kind to ourselves. Listener, don't worry about those inconsequential things. You're okay. You're safe. Thank you for being here. I think you are amazing. No matter how you feel right now, and every little thing that you think may be a failure, it's not necessarily a failure. It's just a little blip in time. It's like a little stepping stone to your success. I want you to give yourself a hug right now before you stop listening. That's it. Just wrap your arms around yourself. Sink in to wherever you're sitting, standing, lying. Feel your feet or your body touch the surface and be pulled down, grounded. Feel your arms across your body and the tension releasing as you give yourself the affection that you so truly deserve. You'll be okay. Take care of yourself, dear listener. You deserve it.